This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is the final day of Reginald Attitula at 105.3 The Fan. And so right now, we have Kevin Gray in studio. We have Chris Arnold joining us, and somebody asked, I don't know, can we just get a condensed version of the gray area and this and that? Make it happen, please.
I mean, man.
That's going to be up to them. I didn't give them any warning about that.
I already gave you the special effort of putting together, I went through and found some of my favorite masterpiece of the weeks.
Okay.
In my tenure. So that's the effort you're getting today.
All right. In the meantime.
And it's a Friday. I mean, on a Friday, we know, like.
He's given up.
Yeah.
Well, they you got to get the get right. You got to get, actually, it's the get KNC masterpiece right.
Feels long. Feels like one of my teasers.
That's what this turned into. You got a combo platter here with KG.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I see what you did there.
Platter in about 18 minutes. But for now, what Texas Rangers prediction did you get most wrong? Now, I know you might be like many, many things, but you have to choose one. This one, I really thought from the 254, Evan Carter would win Rookie of the Year. I stocked up in his cards, too. Boo me.
That's one for sure.
Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, there's just going to be a lot. That's the tough thing about this, is when things have gone this wrong, you're going to pick a lot. I thought for sure, and this is kind of, I have to remind myself right now during preseason football, no matter what happens to anybody, whatever Caleb Williams does, whatever Daniels does in Washington, mine's Wyatt Langford. I was sold on spring training.
Me too.
And I thought that he was going to win Rookie of the Year. And I made this stupid prediction. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I was way too optimistic. I thought he would finish top 10 in MVP voting. Not that he'd finish, like, almost win it. But last year, Gunnar Henderson finished top 10 in MVP voting and won Rookie of the Year. And I thought he was going to be Gunnar Henderson-like at the plate. Yeah. And it just... doesn't mean he's not going to be great. It just, he's not working out like I thought he would his rookie year.
My big wrong was Josh Jung. Last year, I thought Josh Jung was going to get Rookie of the Year. And I thought this year, I mean, he didn't get it because of injuries in August and September. But I thought, and he was an all-star starter at the third base. I thought this year, he's going to be healthy and show everybody why he should have been Rookie of the Year, and he's going to be like the MVP of the team.
After those first four games, were you like, I told you all?
And then he turned into Josh injured all the time. And I hate that for him because he's a great guy.
Yeah, that's a good one. I also said Wyatt Langford because we had heard the hype. We'd seen how quickly he had progressed through the system. And I was one of the people that was like, hey, I know it's 8 months after he got drafted. I don't care. He's ready to go. Yeah. And I still think he's going to be a really good player. I feel like a lot of people feel that way. But
I've talked to people that are at the ballpark that aren't affiliated with the Rangers, and they still all believe that, too. They just say this is, it just shows how hard it is to go straight from college to Major League Baseball.
And I thought he was going to be that guy that was going to be kind of like a David Price-esque. Yeah. I know there's a quick turnaround there, and just really make an impact really, really fast. So that's probably what it is for me, KG.
I was just wrong about the idea that they were going to win the World Series again.
You were definitely wrong about that.
Definitely wrong. No, I think in all seriousness, I think I was most wrong about the idea that this Rangers offense was going to be like a top five offense once again.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was going to be another repeat of the whole Simeon Seager, Adolis Garcia show, you know, in the middle of the lineup. But it just hasn't come to fruition in that way this year, unfortunately.
Now,
I just missed Kevin.
Just the whole thing?
No, I just missed their record. I mean, we still got time, but I said they were going to go 162-0, and haven't quite lived up to that.
Mm-hmm. So that was opening night for you, huh?
No, they won the first one. Yeah, remember, you can't go 162-0 without winning the first one.
That's true.
So that was
the
big deal.
To be fair, they could still go 96-66. Now, they would need to go on an unprecedented 40-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
But if the White Sox can lose more than 20 in a row, maybe there's a chance.
Yeah, and I was also very – I was with KG on Bruce Bochy's finally going to get his back-to-back.
Yeah.
That was the one that I was like, no, this is the team that can do it. And because I thought they had the great mix of veterans and the great and young players. Thought it was the perfect combination for a back-to-back.
Unfortunately, Buster Posey wasn't walking through that door, unfortunately.
Yeah. I thought they were doing really well second half until somebody said, get Rangers or something like that.
Go get Rangers.
And they have not been the same since.
I just know get Rangers.
I don't know why. I mean, I know why I said it. It's still so dumb. I appreciate the person who came to Fan Bowl and gave me a Go Get Rangers shirt. Thank you very much for that. From the 469, I thought they wouldn't suck. From the 682, my biggest misprediction was that the Rangers would win 94 games. From the 432, I simply thought the Rangers would be good and not piss me off almost every night. And then from the 940, we need to stop this. I made 20 bets at $25 each on the Rangers involving different scenarios, I'm losing on all 20 of them.
Hey, yo, wow.
There was a lot of belief in this team.
Yeah.
They won the World Series.
Then the injuries came along. And then the bat stops.
Yes. From the 972, season ain't over yet. The Astros will choke. Here's the issue, though. Even if the Astros did choke, you're 7 games behind Seattle. You're behind many, many teams.
Well, you do have 7 games with Seattle in the next 2 months.
Okay. Would you like to predict a 7-0 sweep against Seattle?
No.
Okay. If the Rangers played their last 40 games against the White Sox, how many do you think they would win?
38.
Okay.
They go 39-1.
Okay.
Something like that, and it'd be the last game. All they needed
right,
was that
exactly.
one.
Yeah. That's exactly what it'd be. They need
lose
this
it
one
nothing.
Final game of the regular season. Yeah. You need to win this one. Oh, no, actually not going to happen.
Do you think for some people, I know we have not been on this track. Do you think it's for some people, they already thought Jacob DeGrom was going to be back in pitching, right? The way, we didn't say that, but the way you heard it from some people, they were like, he'll be back at the All-Star break, Mally. And I'm like, ooh, I do not think you're right.
No, and the Rangers didn't ever think that. So if you were thinking that, the Rangers never had that timeline. I mean, unfortunately, Max Scherzer's timeline at the end of spring training was mid-May because they thought he was doing so well. And then that one rehab start, then he gets the stuff in his fingers that didn't feel right. And now I know that they're optimistic that he can pitch again in September, but at this point, it's tough. He's a free agent. He's 40 years old. It'll be up to him, I will say, if he wants to pitch again this year. But, I mean, I didn't have this prediction, but I was excited early on when Jack Leiter went to Detroit that he could help the team this year. And maybe in September he can change that and we can feel better about him. He struck out all 11 outs yesterday that he had in AAA. But I think maybe just Evan Carter was mentioned already, Wyatt Langford, but you didn't have youth help you out too much this year. And so that is also going into the future, a little bit of, okay, like we got to really hope that there's a better transformation in the youth helping out the 25 Rangers.
I agree. I'm a little concerned about the veterans on the team as well. Now, Corey Seager's had maybe a down, like compared to last year, and maybe a lower tier Corey Seager season, but I am a little bit worried, is this fair about Marcus Semien going forward? Like, I know he's not going anywhere, but where is he in his career timeline right now? Like, is he
old?
Wow,
Corey, jeez.
Well, I mean, how old is he right now?
Is he
32 or 33, I think.
Yeah, 33. That's old for a baseball
player. So he's a young man. Good gracious.
Not for his position.
So he's exiting his prime, but hopefully it's a slow decline and not, like, rapid. And I don't think it'll be rapid. The other thing, too, is he played every game. Then he played every playoff game. And so I know that they've sat him out. Is it 2 games this year? It might be 3.
Correct.
But I do think now at this point, at his age, and I know the great thing is he wants to play every day. He prepares to play every day. But I do think next year he needs to have 10 games that he's healthy and he does not play.
He's got a weird, like, you look at his baseball reference page and there's nothing consistent about it. He'll have this amazing year out of nowhere and then the next year it's like, that's a pretty good year.
Yeah.
That's just kind of what his whole page
you
is
say
like.
His is like Bochy managing World Series teams?
Maybe that's
every other year.
He's just one of those every other year.
Fantastic.
Oh, so maybe next year.
I do wonder if not just with the injuries and the inconsistent play, like how much the pressure of trying to win another one got to this team and trying to keep up that level play every single day the way that they did, especially in the second half of the year.
I know that it did in this. I won't share who it was because I don't know if they want to share specifically, but they were like, every time I took the mound, I felt the extra pressure of I have to be as good or better than last year. So I think there was more disappointment in losing, almost like it's – so I think that in a way, losing's not fun no matter what, but I don't think they really enjoyed a lot of this year because they felt like we have to defend the title and we have to be this or we have to be better. And so when they weren't reaching those expectations, their dauber got down more than usual. But, you know, that can also be heard as an excuse. It's very tough to defend a title, and the Rangers didn't do a good job of it.
Did they stop playing Creed in the locker room?
I don't know.
No, they kept playing it.
But not that often.
But they I wasn't with the team last year. Like, I was lucky enough to be with them some this year.
So it's your fault.
It could be.
No, I'm just joking.
But I think that there definitely, from what I understand, has not been as much joy on this team. But okay. When you start off 40-20, this is a tough thing of like, well, there wasn't it. Well, also starting off.
That's fair.
40-20 will add more joy to a season.
That is fair. From the 6-8-2, the thing I got most wrong about the season, I thought we'd have two of the top three rookie of the year finishers. Yeah. And odds are, I know one of them can still change it, but odds are you will have none of the top three in Rookie of the Year voting.
I'll tell you one thing that I was super wrong about when we were at spring training in late February, early March, and this will be the one positive that I think I can bring up. I didn't even know if Josh Smith was going to make the team.
Right.
When we started looking, when I was there a little bit later in spring training and talking to people as it was getting closer to the last cuts, there was a question if Josh Smith was really going to be part of the team to start the year. He was like a question mark on like, do we keep him as a 25th, 26th guy, or do we start him in AAA? And then he has
a great
year.
Where the hell would our offense be without him?
That's like the one major positive right now of this season.
With the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the Lunch Rush and the Expressway with the Combo Platter. It is National Roller Coaster Day. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what is the best or worst roller coaster you've ever been on? Has your roller coaster ever gotten stuck? 877-881-1053. We'll do that next with Mike Likes It on The Fan.
2-2. There's a swing and there's a line drive base hit center field. Around third comes Semien. He's heading home. There's no play at the plate. Another hit for Adolis Garcia, and the Rangers lead 1-0.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We can just pretend the game ended really well. It is a shout-out Friday.
We lost.
From the 469. Shout-out to my wife, who's been in the hospital for the last 5 days with a 5-inch abscess in her pelvis, which left her incapable of walking the last 3 days. She went in the hospital. Positive note, white blood cell count is down. Infection is getting better. We're hoping for a happy, healthy mom to come back to him and the kiddos. So our prayers are with you as well.
You just rub antibiotic on that or something? How's that work?
Relax, I mean, Corey.
She said she had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I just don't know I don't know the medicine thing.
You thought that was the solution?
Yeah, I'm not a medicine man.
That's the first thing you came up with?
Yeah.
We've got Kevin Gray here. We've got Chris Arnold. We bring in Alec Medford. So we could do the combo platter or have a Survivor Series roundtable where we predict what the War Games match will look like. I feel like that will alienate half the room.
Yeah,
but
me and Mike are out.
Okay. I think Corey
is a pro wrestler at heart. He just doesn't know it yet.
I think Corey is out too.
No, I'm totally down to talk about
it. I'll listen, but I have nothing to offer.
All right. So instead, we will go with a combo platter. It is National Roller Coaster Day, so give us a sports opinion, and then what is the best or worst roller coaster you've ever been on, and has your roller coaster ever gotten stuck? In the meantime, while you ponder, CAA, do you have a story you would like to share with us?
I have a CAA story confidential about Reg.
Yes.
Oh, no.
This is actually not that far. This is like last week. This is so fresh. I'm minding my own business, driving down the street, toloing, and I'm listening to AM on the FM on the KNC Masterpiece. Alec Medford's doing a segment, and all of a sudden they say, can we say it? And then all of a sudden they mention Reg has left us, and he is going to Houston, and he's working at this, our sister station in Houston, and he's working with our former producer, Parker. And then you guys go on this rant about how Parker was in Colorado first, and he was promising you guys to do something. Instead, he took Reg. And then somebody else would say something about, Parker was supposed to take us to the concert at Red Rocks. Instead, he took Reg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to this, had no idea that Reg was leaving. I'm driving, so I'm not about to text.
My bad about that, by the way.
I'm not about to text Reg, so I call him because I'm driving.
For
I
real.
Say, Reg, I heard you're leaving. He goes, yeah. First I said, WTF and congratulations. I heard you're leaving. They're talking about it on the air right now. He goes, really? Reg, am I lying?
Nah, man, you telling the truth.
He said, really? I said, yeah, they're talking about on the air. They said Parker stole you. And I said, and then Rich says, guess what? I'm down here at the station in Houston. Parker, you want to talk to Chris? And he put Parker on the phone with me to vouch that he stole.
That's a very Rich-like thing to do.
They were cracking
up. I'm with him right now.
It was.
Talk to him yourself.
Was that not crazy? What were you thinking when I called you and then all of a sudden I said, they're talking about it on the air?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I was like, okay, so this is really out there like that. Okay, all right, cool. But yeah, no, it was. I'm still processing it all. I'm gonna be completely honest. It's a lot.
So how did Parker talk you into going to your hometown again, saying this? You got this open spot in the middays, and that's all it took. Because you and Parker, for everybody's friends with Parker, even though he owes us now.
He is delightful.
I mean, look, it's an opportunity. I don't know that there had to be a lot of sell, but I mean, yeah, it's an opportunity. You put in for a job, and you see the process out, you know, and ultimately it seems like I was the one that was selected.
The also thing was, it was perfect timing because y'all, as you all know, the Olympics were going on in Paris. Yep. Reg, for some bizarre reason, did not get selected to the Olympic basketball team, even though he was insane. The MVP of the NBA Finals, the MVP of the Eastern Conference.
Not Jaylen
wait a minute,
Brown.
That was your doppelganger.
Yeah, I'm not Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to make he does not.
Never seen y'all in the same room. Chris, I honestly,
yeah, he does.
Reggie might have been able to play on our 3-on-3 Olympic team.
Yeah. You definitely could have subbed in for Jimmy Fredette. Like, yes. You probably could have got a couple buckets.
Easily.
At least,
I heard Ice Cube was trying to talk to him about being in the Big Three. But as far as the doppelganger stuff with Jaylen Brown, so at the Mavericks game, when Reggie come down to the Mavericks game, I'm doing the pregame stuff, and before I would get started, I would actually say to people, because Reggie would be at the far end.
Oh, wow.
I'd say, I'd say, what's Jaylen Brown doing here? And they go, oh, yeah, I thought he was taller than that.
Oh my gosh.
When Reg would come on over, and I said, I want y'all to meet Reg out of Tula, blah, 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 blah.
I've heard that a lot.
Short ass.
Yeah, yes. From the 254.
That's my guy. I love Reg.
I love it. The Cowboys go 12-5, but lose in the first round of the playoffs. And the Texas Giant was amazing, but then they made it slower for safety. And now it just shakes until you give up. So it is both the best and the worst. Roller
Texas
coaster.
Giant?
I thought they slowed it down because that person died.
No, yes,
I guess that was missing something.
They were heavy in the.
It didn't. The it strap.
Did, yeah. It didn't buckle.
Oh, it didn't buckle.
They didn't put. You know how they
it
push
lock.
It down
yeah,
hard
it
enough. The person
lock.
going didn't make sure it locked in.
Oh,
like they pushed it
dear.
And then it unlocked and she was not locked in.
Oh,
but that was dear. Years ago.
Years ago.
I on it. They've. I've been on the Texas Giant about 3 years ago. Is the last time that I went on roller coasters. I thought it was super smooth and super fun.
That's precisely right there why I will have never and will never get on a roller coaster.
What? You haven't been on one?
Hell no.
Come
ever?
On, man.
Look at me. I'm not signing my life away to potentially lose it on a roller coaster. There are better ways to go out
mm-hmm.
than losing it on a roller coaster.
It's true. Like strapped with dynamite on riding a shark into
what
a volcano.
Wait, what?
Huh?
What?
Yeah.
Was that the plot of one of the Sharknadoes?
No, it was Despicable Me. That dude jumps out of an airplane on a
oh
shark.
Oh, my God.
He's got dynamite
like a,
strapped
what?
On him, and he dives into a volcano and explodes. And that's the way to go out, man.
All right. Know.
Anybody else going to do that?
What? I will.
Does...
Oh, you're just predicting that for yourself?
Yeah, why not?
Now that, oh, he, wow. Now that he knows.
Some real
like,
Final Destination
like a
type
challenge.
Stuff going on.
Since Kevin has never been on a roller coaster, anybody in this room, get the mic in front of him. When was the last time you've been on a roller coaster? Or have you never been
about
on
about 3 years ago was my last time.
5 years for me.
January.
About 3 years ago?
Reg?
It's got to be like a decade. I really haven't been on a roller coaster
wow.
in a long time.
I haven't been on one like 5 years and only just before the pandemic. Only because I think as you get older, your brain doesn't want that anymore.
Ah, right.
Your body might be able to handle it, but your brain is like, I'm dizzy. I can't do this no more.
That's how I am now. I was like, after that day, I was like, hey, to my kids, I was like, I don't mind taking to the Six Flags. I don't think my brain, my equilibrium or whatever doesn't seem to handle this.
I loved riding them, but my brain was like, nah, I can't
do it. Well, you don't fear anything, Chris, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
I start laughing. I have fun. Yeah. I'm serious.
It was the bobsled. I went on it. Once we hit like a yard one time, my back was like, mm-mm, you don't want to do that again. And I was like, all right, I'm done. But then I watched Lucy and Adrian and Carter go get on the Diablo, and it goes up, you know, in a big circle, upside down, back and forth. And Lucy's just loving it. I'm like, oh my gosh. She's like, let's go find the-. She wanted to be on all the big rides. And I was like, I'm sorry. You can go be adventurous, little
girl. Let her do that, and then she'll sleep good at night.
She'll
be tired.
Yes, she will. So that is Kevin, my sports opinion.
Yes.
Houston stinks.
Retweet.
Everybody agrees.
Because of the moisture and humidity.
Yeah.
Because of the lack of zoning.
All the mosquitoes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I thought we were just naming things.
He's just saying you go to a daycare.
I thought we were just naming things.
You go to a daycare. The daycare
Why
is
you
likely
bring up
next
ward
door
like
to
that?
A club of gentlemen's desires.
Oh, Rick's?
Yeah.
Which I would argue is probably convenient for some of the people. For, be like, okay, hey, I'm going to take my kid off at the daycare if you just pop him back.
I'll be there. I'll be back.
I turn my head to just do a little podcast real quick. Yep. And what do I come back to? Unbelievable.
They want you to pop on when the Texans and the Cowboys play that week.
I will say real quick, my favorite part, Corey, about this whole thing with Reg, before I get out of here, was the fact that Reg got scooped on his own news. Like, I texted him. I was like, hey, dog, like, I think it's out there now. He was like, oh, yep, it must be. And Reg got scooped on his own his own news.
Yeah, here on 105.3 Defend, the KNC masterpiece.
I did text him and ask him if he was okay with us announcing it. And then a few minutes later, our boss came in and was like, son of a B. I cannot believe they weren't supposed to do that
he
yet.
He immediately put out a press release.
Yeah, we were like, well.
I saw it on like an article, like what's that, Barrett Sports.
Yeah, that's exactly. Sports Media.
That's where we saw it too.
Odyssey announced. I was like, hey, yo, he didn't get a chance to say it himself.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Well, KG, thank you very, very much for jumping back on here. There are so many people on Twitch and the YouTube and the fan text are like, it just feels right to hear you back in the
station.
I appreciate that, man. Like I said, this will always be home for me. And Reg, I'm so proud of you, man. You know I love you like a brother. I told you the other day, you know, there's only a few people I let in for real, who get the chance to hold my child. You are one of those people. And I appreciate everything that you brought to not only the station, but also to my life personally and career-wise. So I'm so excited for you, man. Go crush it down there in Houston. We're going to still talk about them like a dog up here.
I expect nothing less.
But we know you're going to do great things, man. So I'm happy for you, man. Good for you.
Appreciate you, my man.
You got it.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Gray right
love
here
y'all.
On 105.
Later,
we love you,
love you back. Now
he doesn't mind being Kev.
Are you sure about that?
That's right,
Kevin,
Mike.
What about Kevy? What about Kevy? Is that
no?
Okay,
no.
That's the one Kevin hates the most.
Kevy,
I don't accept that pet name, Corey.
I'm not throwing that one out. Trust me.
I'm right behind you.
Do you have a sports opinion and or favorite or least favorite roller coaster? And has anyone ever gotten stuck? I don't mean stuck in a roller coaster. I mean stuck like it just stopped
on the top.
While it was moving.
Oh,
luckily no.
Okay, yeah, that would be horrifying for me too.
Yes. Sports opinion. I'm sad. Straight up.
Yeah. Because of the Rangers.
About the Rangers?
Yeah, because to peel the curtain all the way back, the last 3 or 4 Ranger games that I've been on the production side of here for the fan, we've lost. And so I feel
like
I've
something to do. Something.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like I have something to do with that in a very very small manner. Sure. So not very happy about that. So sports opinion, I'm just sports sad because the Rangers aren't doing too good right now. But roller coasters, favorite one that I've ever been on, honestly, it was at Disney World. The old Aerosmith ride.
What?
Okay. That, I don't know if I remember
I never
that.
Saw this.
I forget the full name of it, but it had, the entrance was a giant electric guitar, and it was all Aerosmith themed. There was like a sort of like a virtual reality aspect to it where like you're in the studio with them waiting to get on the ride and they're late to a concert. So you get in like the cars are limos and you're going super fast in this really dark tunnel, all kinds of turns that you don't see coming because it's pitch black. But they have like real Aerosmith artifacts and like instruments that they've used.
This is dumb. Look at a video right now. This is awesome.
It's really, really cool. And I think I went on that for my 20th birthday with my sister. And, you know, we grew up listening to that stuff because of my dad. And You know, it was really, really cool, and it was really smooth, but it was kind of terrifying because it was just pitch black for half of it.
Yeah, R.I.P. Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because they're retiring.
Yes.
They're retiring from touring, right?
So, yeah, that hit the Metro
George Strait did that
hard.
Once, too, though, and he's still doing concerts.
Yeah.
Touring, you know.
It is kind of jarring sometimes when I see they're like, hey, George Strait did this show again. I was like, oh, hold on. I thought he, like, retired at AT&T and 100,000 people
Everybody
were there.
Everybody was there. I think, was it Turco that got his hat or somebody
or
like
somebody
that?
From the Stars his hat.
Yeah, and George Strait just says, here you go. That would be awesome.
That's Reggie, I know you said it's been a minute. Do you have a sports opinion and or do you recall a favorite roller coaster?
I do. Okay, so the sports opinion first, clearly. My sports opinion is I'm going to fall for the pump fake again with the Seattle Mariners. I know, Mike, you were talking about this recently about they just seem to not be able to hit no matter what they do. And I know that they went and got Randy Arozarena and have done some things. They're still anemic hitting-wise, but I can already tell next season because, I mean, I'm starting to think about what does this division look like as the Rangers are in this interesting place. The Astros seem to have, like, a championship window maybe come to an end, and I'm going to fall. I already know. I'm going to fall for the Mariners up the pump fake again because that pitching is so good, and you just have to hit a little bit. They just have to hit a little bit.
And if they spend money in the offseason, they might be, it might sound weird, but they might be the one team in the American League West to spend somewhat big money to improve their team in the offseason. And then they have, I don't know where those guys are at, the six prospects in the top 100 list. They're the only organization.
Some of them are pretty high, yeah.
Yeah, they're the only organization in the AL West that actually looks like they are somewhat stacked a little bit in their farm system.
And this division feels there for the taking, not only now, but next year and possibly beyond.
I know he's got his roller coaster opinion here in a second, but is Reggie, didn't he have a heavy influence in this segment? Am I wrong about that? I feel like it was during our COVID time that Reggie was like combo platter. Am I wrong about this?
That sounds about right.
Okay, I'm going to give Reggie credit for it. Okay, Kevin.
And I'm going to take that credit.
Okay, good. I think you should.
But you can't take it to Houston. Sorry.
All right, that's fine. Yeah. I'll put it in storage.
There you go.
Best or worst roller coaster?
It's funny. It's already been mentioned, but I really enjoyed the Texas Giant.
Okay,
I really enjoyed it. Right, like there was an element of obviously speed and all those things and. I'm not going to lie. It was a little exhilarating to be on a roller coaster that felt like it was made out of a whole bunch of toothpicks that might fall over, you know?
I like that. From the 806, sports opinion, the Cowboys will lose in the first round of the playoffs again. And then when they were 8, they got stuck on the airplanes at Six Flags at the top for an hour. Had a fear of flying after that.
I would too.
That would mess me up.
Maybe the swings are the best. You know, it's just very simple. You get on a swing and just kind of go out just a little bit and come back in, spin in a circle. I don't need to be on a roller coaster, Kevin.
From the 214 sports opinion, Mavs get the 2 seed and win the championship this year. Bonus opinion, having KG back on the Fan is radio gold. And their favorite roller coaster, Avatar, Flight of Passage at Disney World. I'm not familiar with that one, but I can guess it's been around the last 10, 15 years.
Who texts that in?
Somebody from the 214?
They kind of took mine.
Oh, no.
But they were more optimistic.
Okay.
I think Oklahoma City and Dallas are going to be the 1-2 seeds in basketball. And I know that we're getting close to football. I should have more football kind of opinions right now. But just thinking about kind of being optimistic about what could happen in our Metroplex in a super positive way, I think this upcoming basketball season, the depth of the Mavericks, Dawson mentioned it yesterday, they are going to have to take the regular season a little bit more seriously. Yeah. Like Luka so far, and I get Kyrie where he's at in his career, might not be able to take the regular season as seriously to reserve himself a little bit so he has the energy to hopefully make a deep playoff run again. But they have the depth, I think, on their team that you can win 55 to 60 games. And if you can get close to 60, that should get you, I think, with Oklahoma City, because they have great depth too, that those should be the teams that have the depth to win the 60 possible regular season games to get those top seeds where you have home court advantage for most of the playoffs. But Oklahoma City versus Dallas in the playoffs next year, I hate saying this, and I hope I'm wrong. I was wrong last year. I thought it'd be Oklahoma City in 7. is I would lean towards Oklahoma City making the NBA Finals and winning it all.
Yeah. Okay. And you already kind of told us roller coaster. Maybe
I aged
out of it.
I'm out of it now. Yeah. I'll tell you one that I really enjoyed the first time I went on. One, the Titan, but two, Batman at Six Flags.
Okay, I don't think I ever got to do that one. I like the Shockwave and the Flashback.
Was it the Adam West?
Been gone for like 20 years.
I know. I said I haven't ridden on a roller coaster.
Is that in San Antonio?
The Flashback was here. Flashback.
No. What I'm saying is, I think what they did, some of these rides, they deconstruct them and they put them in lesser Six Flags or lesser.
I did not know that.
Interesting. Yeah, I have no clue where it is.
Yeah, so like if you see a roller coaster, you're like, it doesn't seem like it's not functional anymore. Yeah. Other theme parks or lesser Six Flags take those on.
I didn't. When I went out there in January, I didn't see that, but I saw the Diablo where it was, I feel like. And then I didn't see the Cliffhanger. And that was always one that like we would take like a nickel or something, put it on our knee.
Is that true?
And when you drop, yes, because the nickel would float up.
Whoa,
and then you
cool.
could. It was always fun.
That's awesome.
What if it hit you in your mouth?
It didn't. It never did.
But what if it did?
I would sue.
It's your nickel.
Nickels.
Okay, great.
Rachel?
From the 469.
Well,
probably not too much of a shock, yeah. But the Cowboys missed the playoffs this year, and Six Flags Fiesta used to have a roller coaster named the Rattler that was made out of wood that would shift violently. It was the best ride ever. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan, we got Alec Medford rocking with us, and right now, it's time for some Mike Likes It.
All right. So I think this is going to be interesting. Okay. I wanted to do some research that I failed on.
Okay.
My research was, how much was the Cowboys worth in 1989? Like, according to, let's say, Forbes or whatever. And then where were the other teams and this and that? Well, I didn't completely fail because I do have a tweet here of most valuable NFL teams in 1990-91, that season. I don't know why it's 90-91. I feel like an NFL season is just the year.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going into the 24-25 sure. season, but I will say this is how they tweeted it. It also has the three least valuable franchises in 1990.
Okay.
So I would love for you guys to play a guessing game, and since this is Reggie's last day, and his last name starts with an A... in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Reggie, hopefully you can't see my computer screen well. Who would you guess was the most valuable franchise in the NFL in 1990?
I really wish you weren't so good at your job and you'd reset there, because I was so ready to do the Mike Bassick bit of like, can you just explain all of that one more time? Okay, most valuable NFL team in 1990. Let us go with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
Dang it. I wanted to get to it before Kevin, because I know, you know.
Kevin, you start with
an H.
I'm
a huge Steelers fan.
No.
My guess was actually going to be the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, I'm going to give you this.
I got a guess. I think I'm right. Okay. And I'd already...
Did you see this tweet? Is that
no,
why?
No, I just went and looked, and I was right. So right. I am right. All it's right. The Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins.
Really?
Were the most valuable franchise in 1990.
Oh.
Now, but do you know the value of it too?
Mm-mm.
Would you like to guess the value in 1990 of the most valuable NFL franchise?
$189 million.
Okay, I'll say this. Close.
Okay.
I was going to say $200 million.
Very close. Reggie.
I was going to say $300 million.
Not as close, Reggie.
Okay. All right.
You're struggling so far. It's $205 million.
Okay.
Now, okay. You said the 49ers. The 49ers were tied for third at $150 million. Now, Reggie, would you like to try to guess the second most valuable franchise in the NFL in 1990?
Okay. All right. Uh-huh. I will also go back to the Niners.
Well, you got that right, because they're third.
Oh, sorry. As you might imagine, things are happening right now.
Okay.
Giants?
Giants are tied for third. So there's one team in your top four, because he has top three, but there are two teams that tied. So you want to try to guess over there, Alec?
I'm torn.
I really have no clue.
All right.
Cowboys?
It's the Cowboys.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say the Raiders.
So
that would have been a dumb
so
one.
So the Dolphins at $205 million.
Are you sure it wasn't the Jags?
Ooh, they did not exist
the
then.
The Cowboys at $180 million, number two. So pretty much, I can't get back to 89, but pretty much,
yeah.
Jerry was not buying. I get what he's saying, that he invested pretty much everything he had into the Cowboys. I don't think he's lying there.
Yeah.
But he wasn't buying a franchise that maybe evaluation-wise wasn't way up there, even though they had stunk for a while in the 80s and nothing looked very good in 1989 to give you hope about 1990 after 1-15. But the Cowboys were second. Giants and 49ers were tied for third. Now, the least valuable teams in 1990, this is going to be very interesting, and I'm going to tell you, shocking.
Oh, man, now I'm going to have to change my...
So I did see this, Mike, and yeah. I know the difference in number. That's what's shocking to me is how close they all were back then and how far apart they are now. Yeah. Like, the difference in number now.
Were the Phoenix Cardinals on
yeah,
here?
That's who I was going to say. That's a great guess, unless it's not.
It's not.
Well,
okay. Well, never mind. Is it the Patriots?
The Patriots were the least valuable franchise.
Right?
But I was wondering if that, you know, area would just do a little bit of something for them.
Yeah,
but,
so in the Boston area, for the most part, that's when we bring it up. Like, I know that it seems like there's zillions of Patriot fans now. And where are they on the list now? They're top five. I remember you saying the other day they're in the 7 billion range.
I need to double check that. But yeah, they're high up there.
So they were less than $100 million in value in 1990. Wow. The worst in all of football because it was Red Sox, it was Celtics, and it was Bruins in that area. It wasn't the Patriots. And
that's
so
still wild.
So
though.
Winning meant everything to the Patriots. They had to win for this to become a top five franchise, as it was considered the least valuable. Now,
but $205 million to $99 million is such a wild, like, considering, Kevin, we're at $10.3 billion.
Yeah, but even the least is like $4
billion. Yeah.
So even then, you see, like,
it's a huge separation between
our franchise is worth more than twice as much as your franchise.
All right. Now, here's your hint, Kevin, for second. Or Reggie, here's your hint.
Okay.
This team has already been guessed as a top three valued franchise.
Probably one of my terrible guesses.
You're on it.
All right, I'll just go with my first terrible guess. It's Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers
were
the second least valuable franchise in 1990 at $112.3 million.
But one of the most famous and notable teams around the NFL, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And obviously, in the 70s, they were the team of the decade. But I guess Pittsburgh, considering not a very valuable city, as in not much money there in 1990. And so you have the Steelers as one of the least right next to the Patriots. So I thought that's crazy that the Patriots and Steelers, 1990, the two least valuable franchises. Number three, I'm going to have to give you a hint on it. Some people would consider them dirty.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh,
Dirty Birds.
Dirty Bird.
The Dirty Birds. Yeah. At $112.8 million. So I just thought this was interesting. This is from Darren Rovell. I found this tweet in August 26, 2022. I couldn't find. He said, source, Financial World.
And there I'm like, you go.
Can you link something here?
I mean, that makes sense. That sounds reputable.
This is where trying to do a little bit of research. You're like, links are better than just putting Financial World.
Isn't that
there.
A magazine?
I think so.
Was it a magazine? When
When I went to financialworld.com, when you do searches, it is not giving you NFL stuff. So I'm like, how did you get this? But I'm going to trust Darren Rovell there. And it's probably accurate on the value of teams.
That is not a secure website, by the way.
Oh, no.
Well, I will tell you this.
Oh, I found archives.
I can't believe. I guess I should. But 1990, I guess for me, doesn't seem that long ago. Maybe for you, Alec and Reggie, it seems like forever ago.
Seems like decades.
Can I just put this in perspective for you?
Yeah.
It's the same distance back to 1990 as it is to the year 2058.
That's not a real year.
Yeah.
It's not
doesn't exist.
Not yet.
Not going to happen.
You don't think we're going to get there?
We're not making it there.
All right, well, since you brought that up.
That's a fair point.
In 2058, what do you think the Cowboys will be valued at?
$100 billion.
All of it.
No, and I'm serious about that.
I understand.
The leap from 100, the leap from 200. Thank you, Reggie.
You're welcome.
The leap from 205 million or whatever they 180 to 10 billion in how many years, Kevin?
In 34 years.
So just keep advancing that further, and Jerry and that group, they're not taking a back seat at any point.
50 times.
Yeah. So what's 50 times of 10 billion?
All right. So it'd be 500 billion. So it'd be $500 billion.
Yeah.
I won't go that high, but I do.
100 billion?
I could see it being like 25 billion.
It is going to be interesting, I think, for the other sports. In the world of TV is going to be so different for us consuming NBA, hockey, and baseball. And so football, it's changing a little bit, yeah. But they're lucky in the thing that killed them in the NFL forever was there was so little entertainment that baseball gave you 162 days of entertainment on the radio. You really weren't caring about it TV, and maybe you could go to a game if you lived in one of the kind of the 20 cities that had baseball. But I just look at this and go, now the thing that destroyed them early on when money wasn't as big of a deal in sports now is the greatest deal in the world that they don't have 80-game schedule, or even like a 40-game schedule would hurt the NFL. And like, I don't need to consume 40 games.
Yeah.
You know, for most people.
And this is very fascinating. clearly I did not.
Because I wonder this, as you say, 100 billion, I think you're overshooting, but maybe you're not. We'll never know.
Well, I mean, hopefully we'll know, but I know where he's going with this.
How viable do you think like the NFL and football as a sport is in 30 years, right?
Yeah, this
that's a whole different question. That's a good question. I don't know.
Can I ask a silly question? Could in 2058, could the Mavericks and Rangers be worth less than they are today?
Oh, wow.
Or do you think they will go up, or will they keep going just up and up and up? And then a person buying a team would be worth, you have to pay $10 billion at least to have an NBA or MLB team in 2058? Or do you think, no, it could be just sticking around that kind of $1.5 to $5 billion range?
I wouldn't guess it would be worth less, but I understand why you would say that. I really do.
Yeah, football has this, they're going to grow. Reggie brought up a good point that I didn't think about is just the world of football and them wearing inflatable helmets and stuff. I don't know.
Guardian
caps, yeah.
Sponsor of our training camp.
Anyways, that's it for me. Reggie, it was awesome getting to work with you.
Likewise, brother, likewise.
I guess I'll see you maybe if I'm doing a Houston Astro game. You want to come to the game?
Absolutely. We'll say what's up.
All right, man. See, I'll get to see Reggie. You guys are going to refuse to see him.
That's true.
We're going to see him in New Orleans at the Super Bowl.
So you think?
That's true.
For the KNC masterpiece.
All right.
Right here.
Have a good call, Mike.
Thanks, on
Mike.
That was the most Mike way to go out. I love it.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors and a special guest.
We will talk with Kyle Yeobans from DallasCowboys.com and get you ready for Saturday night's game against the Raiders, which is at like 9 o'clock. Next on The Fan.